Well, it's another time.
It is another time.
It's another time to tackle on some shit.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm back this episode. I'm no longer laying on my bed with the mic pulled to my mouth on that side, so.
She is not sick anymore. She is
yes.
110% as she's coffee. Indulging into some caffeine right now.
Yep. It's 7 p.m. and I'm drinking coffee because I'm old and tired all the time.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
Thank you.
I just woke up, so, you know, sorry.
Like, that's at 7 p.m.
Seriously, it was a long day. My body feels like I got hit by a freight train.
Yeah. Yeah, is that how you felt after your birthday party?
There goes that coughing. Symptoms again. Yeah,
the lung cancer.
Birthday. But yes, Rants from a Hat. I'm Connected Great. This is
Cheyenne Laws.
And where we pick topics out of this beautiful hat that you guys send us to just rant about. So.
Yep. So we're going to do it again. This is episode fucking 11 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. 10?
10 11? Plus.
Because I count our individual podcasts as different ones. Yeah. Because I figure every so often we'll do our own solo one and then people can find which solo episode they're, you know. So I don't know what this one is. Probably 11.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I like 11.
Yeah. I'm going to pick this time because you did all the picking last time. Da-da-da-da-da.
We're running low, by the way, so please send us some more topics.
Yes. We're getting
We're dry heaving at this point.
Yeah. The English language. Well, that's a little broad, but I think the English language is fucking stupid. Half the rules don't apply to the rest of the words. Like, fucking read and lead are spelt the same, but they don't rhyme. Read and red, lead and lead.
Or like knife, but it's...
Knife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a K?
Mm-hmm. Or like... grieve, perceive, receive, all those I-E-E-I. Like, which one goes
fucking
first?
That reminds me of the Eidos family.
The Eidos?
Yeah. Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos, oh, all of the Eidos families.
The Eidos family. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
There's like a big lurch chirp. We are starting with a bang right now.
Yeah, but I think English is stupid. And then it also is barely its own language because it steals fucking like French and random ass languages from everywhere and just kind of smushed them together to make a language.
Nope.
Hey.
You know, I bet that she wasn't going to bark today. I had high hopes, but you failed me.
Yeah, Nibbles is on the bed being a piece of shit. Hey, stop looking at the door. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
If she's going to bark, I'm going to get up and move her. Just FYI, everyone. English is so hard to learn, too. Like, anyone that has English as their second language, like, fucking props. Because you basically have to learn how to say everything contextually. Like, you have to just learn it.
That was the first time I ever heard of that word in my life.
Contextually?
Yeah, it sounds like...
sexually.
Well, I was going to say, like, a sexy birthday cake. Like...
What would that look like? Can you describe it in detail?
Yeah, in English too. So
then in Mandarin, thank you.
Ooh. Ain't no way. That is okay. So racist. Like you got like your white chocolate base, right? And then chantilly is just flowing and seeping in through the layers of the chocolate, and little sexy boots just. Kind of like touching the top.
Yeah, really sexily.
Yeah, sexily. And there you have it.
And there you have
you
it,
You can
kids.
Get it at Baskin Robbins. They do have a great sell on it.
Or Walmart.
Walmart has great prices, yeah.
If you want to
have... price match.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If you want to have the, you know, like the writing on your cake wrote wrong and misspelled, then absolutely go to Walmart.
Yeah.
They will have that on lock for you. Mm-hmm. But like, so Did you take a language in school? Like, did you take Spanish or something?
I mean, I barely went to school. So I'm going to say, does gibberish count?
Oh, my God. So
I majored in gibberish, though.
Yeah.
Gibberish 2.
You're doing it right now. Gibberish 2. It's like algebra.
Yeah. I did it.
I threw that in there. Yeah. Well, I was in Spanish, which is a real language. I don't know if you've heard of it. But for
so
them.
So they talk at Taco Bell?
Portions of it.
Portions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, portions. So they, like, have, so the Spanish word for run is corre, like corre? C-O-R-R-E. And so when you're doing, like, he ran, she ran, they ran, you just change the end. So it'd be, like, corre, corremos, fucking, I don't remember the other ones because I'm fucking stupid right now and I'm on the spot. But you just, like, they call it conjugating, and you just, like, change, like, the ending of each of the word.
And que la casa, que le noto, que le nite, para noto.
You just made up words, didn't you?
No, that's Spanish.
What was it?
House, home.
No.
I totally casa. Made it up. Casa! Mi casa y cusa, sa casa le conamon. I just wanted to talk Spanish to your dog.
Yeah, he's seducing Nibbles right now. But, like, they have, like, those kind of rules, you know? Like, coro, corre, corremos, fucking other ones that I can't remember because I'm old. But, like, with English, it's, they don't do that. Like, we don't have rules. They're like, it's just, like, fucking all over the place. So people that have to learn our language, I'm, like, mad props for you even getting close because we were raised with it and half of us still don't use. He didn't even heard of contextually before.
Sexually before.
Not from me.
But yeah, that was the first time I heard of that. So
yeah,
well, it's I don't know, go read the dictionary. You'll learn a lot if you read the dictionary.
That's true.
So it's just a lot in the language. So
I like spelling bees.
Spelling bees,
like the little kid ones.
Dude, they're in beast mode.
Yeah,
like
they're so cute.
What are they, 10?
I think so.
And they're like spelling like ventriloquist.
Yeah. Try spell it right now. Do it, do it, do it. Do fucking spell it, Kenneth.
Ventriloquist?
Yep. Try it.
V. Do you know how to spell it?
Yes.
All right. V. E. N. T. R. I. L. L. I-A-Q-U-S-T?
What happened at the end? You're on a pretty good path.
What did I spell?
Ventriloquist. You put like a whole lot of vowels and an S-T.
It's a sister word. It is. Yeah.
What's ventriloquist mean?
If you're a ventriloquist, that means you're a guy. And when you're a ventriloquist, that means you're a female ventriloquist. Hey, I don't make these things up, all right? I just go with the flow, baby. All right? And that's what I know, and that's what I'm sticking to, so.
I couldn't swallow my coffee for a second.
For a second? That's a long time. Like, and then.
It's a female ventriloquist. It goes to gibberish too. Again.
Hey, gibberish too. I graduated with honors. Summa cum laude.
Click claude.
That sounds like a freaking, like a sexual, like an orgy gang member.
It does.
Like, hey, Holmes, you missing my little sister? You know she's part of the click claude. The click cum claude. I was like, oh, snap, sorry, I didn't mean to. I bow down to you. I don't want to disrespect the vaginal.
How long did we actually talk about the English language in this?
Probably 13 seconds overall.
Yeah, that's all you guys deserve. Pick the next
one. It's very broad, so we had to have fun with it, and I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, we talked about something.
Yeah.
That's the point. Mm.
All right, well, speaking of something, let's move on to the next something.
Are you hot?
Nah, I'm chill.
Oh, maybe it's my coffee.
Sorry. The cost of healthy food.
Yeah.
I'm sad because you go to McDonald's, a dollar something for a double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. But a salad is $5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the tiny side salads. If you want a full like meal salad, it's like $8, $9, $10.
Yeah, why?
So I've had this discussion with people before.
I know why. It's a business, you know.
Well, but I think
a ploy.
I don't know how real this is. Well, that's. Oh yeah, we'll hit that one first. So yeah, a ploy, like to make people unhealthy so that they need to like expend for health care that puts more money.
Yeah, in whatever. Blah, or blah, I've blah. Heard stories along the lines like to eliminate population and in that type of way, which makes sense. You can't think of good old USA without a bacon cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Because science is helping us live longer. So then they're like, fuck you. Science and nutrition's going to make you die faster.
I watched a great documentary on Netflix. It's called What the Health. Have you ever saw that?
I think I heard you talk about it.
Ooh, it's pretty gangster. So the Department of Health. Cleat the clap through the light. That's the other gang members. They're rivals. But what the hell? The guy, the documentary dude, went to like the Department of Health. And like the stuff that they were advertising is not all so healthy. And this is the Department of Health.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were saying like, I mean, it was kind of biased towards being vegan and whatnot. But.
Right. But still,
they were putting them on the spot, and the guy had nothing to say. So I'm like, who's true? Who's lying? Is this true? That just raised a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the scary part of the Department of Health being a government organization, but like the government's so corrupt. So who's to say? You know, that's why you got to grow good your old own food.
Government. Yeah, just I mean,
yeah.
Main thing is if you can. I don't eat the healthiest, but I still work out and.
Yeah.
I'm all right, you know.
Well, that was one of the conspiracies about...
To not go to the gym? To make people not go to the gym?
Well, of why healthy food is so expensive. But then the other thing is I was like, okay, if you think about it, healthy food is like less processing. Like you fucking pull lettuce out of the ground and then you like serve it, right? So it's like you would think it'd be cheaper. But I guess they're taking into account that healthy things like produce or whatever take actual time to grow, whereas you're doing like processed shit, you just throw it in this easier. Machine yeah that you've already programmed to do whatever.
I honestly think it's just a ploy to not make Americans or just people in general healthy, because
yeah, it could yeah, well, even when you get produce, I mean, you don't know. There's this picture going around of, or a video of this guy picking fucking some vegetable, and he's like on fire, like he's in a rush to do it, and the caption was like, not only eating meat, fucking, I'm gonna butcher it,
don't worry, I've not been there, done that all the time,
fucking shit, it's like not only eating meat is inhumane, like even though you're only eating vegetables, mm-hmm. like there's still people that have to pick that, you know, and so it's still.
Well, I mean, it's not like we can grow a harvest in our backyard.
Right. But like, it's important, I think, to go with companies that don't, you know, underpay their workers and don't overwork right. them and don't, you know,
like Nike,
mistreat them like Nike, or like, you know how like people don't want to get meat from places where like. They cage the cows up and never let them walk free because that's inhumane, right? So then you should also be working with companies that aren't inhumane to their human workers, you know?
I guess that can go for anything else, like clothes. I mean, someone had anything. To
get like the Nike. Material.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like at the end of the day, these companies just don't... They just want our money. And hey, if you want to eat healthy, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Should go to farmers markets. That's my support advice.
Support locals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they're, first of all, yeah, you're putting money back into your own economy, but you're also getting fresher produce because it's not being shipped from right. outer state like or whatever. Farmer markets. Yeah, they're cheaper because they're for profit, but not the profit of a giant company, right? It's for the profit of like these two people that work the farm, you know? Like,
it tastes better too, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. I think
something about homegrown, you know.
Mm-hmm. From the Aina.
The modern strong mug.
Why do you look like a fucking iguana?
That's what I picture, an iguana just chilling, like watching Netflix, but he had enough to eat because he was just binge watching for like 3 hours, and he's just like, for no reason. Look, see, he knows.
Nibbles is a girl. Look at her. Like, look at her hoo ha.
Ah, she has a kantakalila line.
I'm dead.
A remix.
It is a remix. All right. I'll pull another home slice.
Pull another.
Dun, 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 dun. How teenagers dress and act nowadays.
Well,
like cunts.
Ah.
Cunty, cunty. Well, I wonder how much of it is, now that we're adults looking at them, that we think that they're assholes, but when we were their age, we were acting exactly the same.
Yeah,
or if it really like is that they're cuntier now.
Well, it's kind of hard to say because I was a piece of shit.
Still are.
Still is, yes. But I remember, like, I mean, at least I was respectful mm-hmm. to my elders, especially. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I was at the pool, and, like, there was a family off to the side, and I'm just doing my thing in the pool, you know, just doing pool-like things.
Yeah, synchronized swimming.
Right, and he's, like, freaking elementary. No reason why I knew that, because they had their, you know, school shirts.
Oh.
And they were just cussing up a storm, being loud and belligerent. And I'm just like, I knew when I was at that age, and I saw at least, like, and the family had, like, kids, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Way younger than them. At least I knew, because I had a little potty mouth, but I knew not to, like, just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, disrespect other people's, like, you know.
Yeah.
Family and kids when they're out in public. And they were just, like, I didn't mind the whole, like, you know, diving into the pool. Like, your kids have fun, but, like.
Yeah.
I feel like they're on a whole new level for this generation. Like.
Yeah, the no respect kind.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
yeah.
I mean, wait, was it about dressing or how they were acting?
Both.
Well, I feel like I don't know. They're kind of swaggy nowadays.
Yeah, I think.
But everything comes full circle because most of the stuff is what we thought was gay back in the days. And now it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Like fanny packs are in. Or handbags for guys or whatever. Like.
Your little seat Herschel.
Pouches.
Mm-hmm.
Or I noticed, like, Champion. Mm-hmm. Remember that brand, Champion?
Champion used to be the Getz.
It was sold at Kmart. Now it's, like, $150 for a freaking sweater.
Yeah, but it's cute, though.
And it's, like, legit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, there's a lot of things that the media does awesome, and I don't think that we get to blame the media for stuff. But that's definitely something that I notice is that, like, kids dress like adults way more now. Like, I found a picture of, like, a teenage Instagram whatever model or sensation, and then I found a picture of when sensation. I was a teenager. Yeah, whatever they're called. And I, like, put them side by side, and I was like, oh my god, like, when I was a teenager, I looked like a fucking crack addict. Like, wow. My clothes didn't match. I had a shitty ass haircut. I didn't wear any makeup, you know. And now there's, like,
they look much older too. Like, they have
yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, and I think, like, so I know this is, like, getting really technical, but for TV shows, when they hire minors, like people that are under 18, they have a lot stricter, like, hours they're allowed to work, like, time of day, but also length of their shift. They have to have a tutor on set, so in between takes they have to go and, like, study with a tutor so that they're not missing out on schooling and stuff. So hiring kids is, like, really difficult. So what they tend to do is they'll hire people that are over 18 to play kids. So they'll hire, like, 20 year olds to play, like, a high schooler, you know, so that they don't have to deal with that minor shit. So then
it works out.
Yeah, but then what we're portraying is that you know, high school kids look like adults. So then kids follow them on social media or whatever. And then they're seeing how people that they think are teenagers but are actually adults are dressing and acting and da da da. And then they copy that because it's actually adults pretending to be teenagers. But the real life teenagers followed that as an example, if that makes sense.
Sorry, you lost me.
You didn't follow any of that. I forgot that you're...
My attention span can only last about 30 seconds.
Did you know that the average human attention span is only 7 seconds?
I'm above average. I'm elite.
At least in one thing. And also, is that your Viagra pills? Why do you have fruit snacks in your pocket? I'm dead. And then we...
I just woke up.
We speak at a rate of like 150-ish words a minute, but we process at 400 to 500 words per minute. Ooh. So that's why we get so bored with people talking, is because they talk slower than we're processing it.
Ah!
He's not even listening to me. And so then that's why like technology and stuff is like what people gravitate to instead of like person-to-person interaction, because that gets boring because it's happening so much slower than we're processing it.
And this is a generation that we're living in that everything is instant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, instant noodles.
Mm-hmm. Instant blowjob.
Your penis tastes like fruit snacks.
I hate you so much. Okay, pick one more.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
All right, here we go. Dog strollers?
Dog strollers.
Those exist?
Yeah, you haven't seen those?
I have never heard of a dog stroller.
They're pretty cute.
Like, you put a dog in a stroller.
Yeah.
Retarded. What's the point of having a dog if you're not going to walk them? Like, where do you... I feel like that's for, like, rich people.
Yeah, probably.
That live in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Only. It's a good way to keep track of your dog.
I guess. I mean, or you can put him...
on a leash.
On a leash like a normal dog, like a normal human bee would. Boo hoo hoo hoo. There goes that gibberish. I think I graduated gibberish 3 now.
Oh, yeah, you did. The higher you get in gibberish 3, the less people understand you.
They're like... Sorry, I just thought of a dude like, oh, that's gibberish 47. Like, and we just make connection, eye contact, and...
You're like not even saying words. You're just looking.
We're just like, but we know.
Yeah, he's like...
And we're like, dude.
Are you speaking gibberish 47 to me right now?
We have like ESPN or something. Dun-dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun.
There's a 40% chance it's already raining. You watch Mean Girls?
I have. I haven't seen it in a while. But
sorry for grabbing my tits on camera. And by sorry, I mean you're welcome. Yeah, I think the dog strollers are cute.
But it's retarded.
Yes. In the same way that child backpack leashes are kind of cute, but it's also a really dumbass thing to do.
I noticed that.
Yeah, like just how about you keep your eye on your kid instead of putting them on a leash like a wild animal.
It's a cute thing, but
they
really.
They are wild animals, but don't put them on a leash. You have to actually teach them to not do things and that when you say no or stop, they do it. They're never going to learn that if they're on a leash because you're just pulling them.
I feel like those parents who put those leashes on the kids are not that great of parents, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they may have lost little Johnny here or two throughout their, you know, parenthood.
Yeah.
And thus why they have the little monkey backpack leash. To make it look like it's cute, like how Nibs is trying to...
Her breath smells like fucking ass. God, it's so bad.
I love how you emphasize. He's like, I keep calling it a he, I'm sorry.
She has a vagina, guys. I know, it's been in heat before.
She's Why bled. Is she wanting you to French kiss? Ooh. This is soft porn happening right now.
Yeah, it is.
And I ate all my popcorn, like, what? Oh. Don't stop, Nibbies.
She just hit her head. You're so dumb.
She's like, I want you to kiss my asshole. So dumb.
She does this to me all the time, and she tries to get inside my mouth. And I'm like, okay, ma'am, I know that you're needy, but you're going to have to stop molesting me at some point. Okay?
She wants it.
All right.
No, she's like, I can't stop. I'm shaking.
Yeah, she's so needy. If I'm laying down, she'll come stand on my chest and just look down at me and be like.
Offering the ass tongue?
Yes, the ass tongue. I was like, the what? Yes.
She's going.
She won't stop.
Is she hungry? Is she thirsty?
No, she's just weird.
That's Norman for you.
Norman, you fucking weirdo. The weirder she gets, the more Norman she is.
Yeah.
And then when she's
Norman's
just kind of...
not her real name.
When she's just normal, she's Nibbles again.
Nibbles, yeah.
Norman's like that creepy guy that like kind of has the gaming.
Like Norman Bates.
No. Oh. He has...
You know who Norman Bates is?
Isn't he a tech dude?
No, the character. Wasn't it like based on a true story?
Nope.
It's on Netflix. You go watch it. Norman Bates. Ah! You never heard Old Dirty Bastard say that? One of his. All right. Continue, continue what you're going to say.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I just graduated to Gibberish 50.
You did. Wow, you jumped a lot of steps on that one.
Hey.
Nah, but Norman's like the creepy dude that has like the board game like hideout in his basement, and he just kind of camps like.
Plays by himself,
and he like.
I bet you he wins all the time.
He does. And he has a fetish of fucking dolphins. And. And he really, really likes Funyuns. He loves Funyuns.
I feel like a lot of weird people like Funyuns. Because I know a lot of weird...
weird people.
I know a lot of weird people. And they really love Funyuns. Especially when fresh and... Yeah.
You know those little kid weird games that have the stick and you put the rings on it?
Like the... toy?
Yeah, the little baby toy.
Yeah.
The ring. So if he did that with Funyuns on his peepers.
Ah, and he's like.
He's hard, very obviously. Flexible. And then he eats it.
he can do techniques like he can eat around it.
Yeah.
To show off to his friends that.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist because he's.
You need a skill. Yeah. And then he also tries to lick his elbow regularly.
That's not me.
He's not Norman.
I'm not Norman.
But the more Nibbles licks at me, I hate you for that, the more she becomes Norman. And that's the scale.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Norman. Norman Bates.
She's just looking at me, so there's no distracting her.
She's all balls out.
Yep. All right, fam. Time to wrap this
up. Yeah. Was that random that I pull out fruit snacks?
Mm-hmm.
How random would it be if I pulled out another one?
It'd almost be Norman.
I don't know.
I was like, you pull out Funyuns. Oh, my God.
Magic.
Ow.
Sorry.
Make it rain. One pack of fruit snacks.
So that was another episode of how to speak gibberish.
Mm-hmm. And how to stack Funyuns on your peepers and eat it.
With that being said, we will see you next week. I am Connected Great. This is
Cheyenne Laws.
Rants from my hat.
Send us more topics.
Please.
Love you guys.
We're running low. Gas is low.
Gas is low.
Pretty soon we're going to use the unleaded.
Yeah, we're going to have to put our car in neutral and push it. So
that's not cool. So
no.
Cheesy
aloha.
Here we go. One, two, three. Aloha.